Sometimes called the rainforests of the sea, coral reefs are colorful, intricate ecosystems, among the most incredible natural wonders in the world. Their brilliant hues and diverse inhabitants make them a favorite of scuba divers and ocean enthusiasts around the world. But coral reefs are also in grave danger, and saving these ancient splendors is both a necessary and feasible goal. According to a report by the World Resources Institute, 75% of the world's reefs are considered threatened due to a combination of risks. Climate change has made bleaching, which is a massive die-off of coral polyps, and disease outbreaks more common. Increased carbon in our oceans results in ocean acidification, which in turn destroys the very structure of the reef. Overfishing and destructive fishing practices are disturbing the balance of these complex ecosystems. Coastal development, pollution, coral mining, and unsustainable tourism activities are adding additional stresses to an already challenged habitat. Some scientists fear that at this rate, living coral reefs could vanish from Earth within a generation unless drastic action is taken. Surprisingly, while coral reefs make up just 0.2% of the ocean floor, they support about 25% of all marine animals. They are critical spawning, nursery, breeding, and feeding grounds for thousands of species. Many people don't realize that corals are, in fact, animals, closely related to jellyfish and anemones. There are both hard and soft corals, and all live together in colonies, creating a foundation for all the other inhabitants of the reef, from tiny darting fishes to large apex predators like sharks and everything in between. There's no question that these ecosystems are environmentally critical, but they are also important economic drivers, creating millions of jobs and providing a sustainable tourism resource when properly managed. Coral reefs also serve as natural barriers for islands and other communities, helping to prevent erosion and minimizing the impact of waves and storms. In fact, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, up to 90% of the energy from wind-generated waves is absorbed by reefs. NOAA also estimates that ocean temperature will rise nearly 2 degrees within this century from the greenhouse gases already released, which will undoubtedly threaten these critical ecosystems even more. As marine scientists explore just how coral reefs will cope with increasing acidity in the world's oceans, it is abundantly clear that we must act to save these oceanic treasures. Scientists are now studying coral reefs along Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where underwater springs naturally lower the pH of the surrounding seawater. There, researchers are learning how corals respond to higher acidity in a natural setting. On the other side of the world, a U.S. climate scientist is conducting an experiment on Australia's Great Barrier Reef to see whether antacid could boost coral growth by slowing seawater acidification. These researchers are taking threats to our coral reefs seriously, and we need to do the same. The single biggest thing you can do to slow the deterioration of reefs is to reduce your own carbon footprint by driving less and conserving energy at home. We can also make sustainable seafood a priority and vigorously support steps to enforce proper management of these resources. We do well to remember that our actions on land, our stormwater, trash, and yard runoff, all eventually work their way to the sea and impact coral reefs. We can all keep coral reefs in mind as we go about our daily lives, and remember that water connects us all. To see maps showing both threatened and healthy coral reefs, plus learn what you can do to help these aquatic treasures, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.